I'm Anthony Morgan with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, August 14. Coming up, government to launch commission on how to address violence, St. Andrew North Police Welcome Hope Partnership, and metal detectors spurring violence reduction in schools. The news in detail after the break.
School's out. Are you running up the bills? More free time means more screen time and higher energy bills. Higher energy bills means less money to spend. Unplug tablets, phones, laptops, and other devices once they're charged and don't leave them charging overnight. Turn down the volume on the music and switch off electronics when they're not in use. You're in charge. Conserve energy and save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Why is that bill killing me?
The bill not supposed to so high for your business like this, you know? You should do an energy audit to find out what costing so much.
I can't afford that.
Ever ask your bank about an energy audit grant from the Development Bank of Jamaica?
A what?
The DBJ will pay up to $200,000 for your expert to tell you what making the bill them so high and what we do if you cut them down.
An energy audit grant from the DBJ? That would really help me.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. The government is to launch a commission on how to address violence in the society. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement while addressing the 49th Assembly of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union at the Jamaica Pegasus on Monday. He says while the government has adopted several measures that have been effectively addressing the crime issue, the real challenge is with violence, which he notes has reached an epidemic in the country.
That is mostly, from my perspective, a social issue. It has cultural roots. But the only way to effectively deal with that is through our media.
The Prime Minister says he expects the media to be a major stakeholder in the commission to garner greater public input for tackling the issue, noting that it is not a discussion for politicians alone. Head of the St. Andrew North Police Division, Superintendent Glenford Miller, has welcomed the partnership between the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program. Under the initiative, 16 interns will be placed in stations across the division for 1 year, where they will be digitizing records and working as customer service representatives.
This whole program is one that we hope to use to see how best we can actually forge some partnership with the community members. And if we can actually save one young person from becoming a member or getting involved into criminal activities or becoming a member of any gang, we will actually be winning the battle against crime.
Superintendent Miller adds that efforts will be made to recruit participants who are interested in joining the force at the end of the program. Project Manager for the USAID Ministry of Education, Youth and Information Partnership for Improved Safety and Security in Schools, Yvonne Brown, says the introduction of metal detectors in schools has helped to reduce violence among students. Ms. Brown says over the past 6 months, the number of weapon attacks in schools outfitted with metal detectors has been trending down. 5 schools were equipped with walkthrough metal detectors, while over 130 others were issued with handheld detectors.
The project actually has a very active M&E component in it. So we have been doing both pre and post installation monitoring and evaluation, and the last report indicated that for the schools that have had the walkthrough metal detectors, in particular the incidence of knife attacks and using weapons within the school has been reduced significantly.
Ms. Brown was speaking in a recent GIS think tank session on Tuesday. She says an additional 50 walkthrough metal detectors are to be installed in schools across the 6 regions, with another 500 handheld detectors also to be distributed. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is looking to revive and sustain youth clubs across the country. State Minister Floyd Green says the ministry will be dispatching 51 youth club assistants to all constituencies to assist with this initiative. He says the assistants have been trained in techniques to form youth and service clubs, draft business plans, work with community members to register a club, and transform clubs into social enterprises.
So, we're going to be doing 3 youth club assistants per constituency over the stage of the next year or so. And again, those are to ensure that they go into the communities, work with the clubs, get them sustainable so that they can take charge of these safe spaces.
Mr. Green adds that more young people are to be trained to ensure the program is sustainable. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.